I'm so excited for every one of you. We're going to get started in the next 30 seconds. So what you want to do right now is make sure you're in a quiet place, guys. Make sure you're in a place where you can focus. You're not distracted. You're not on Facebook. You're not watching TV. This is a chance where we're going to talk to you and train you guys on what you could do to take your business to the next level. Guys, I'm so excited to be on this call. Make sure that you take the next 30 seconds to text your team to make sure they're on this call too, to send out those last-minute messages, to go and make those last-minute phone calls to make sure your team's on the call. You don't want to miss it. I'm so excited to share with you some great things that I've been doing in my business for the past couple of weeks that have really taken us to the next level. So, guys, we're going to get started in the next 15 seconds. Send out those last messages. Be in a quiet place and get ready to learn. We're going to get kicked off in the next 15 seconds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Saran Kong. I'm so excited for every one of you who are tuned in to our leadership call tonight. I want to welcome every single one of you, every single person who, you know, whether you're seeing this company brand new, you just got started, maybe you've been in the company for a couple weeks or a couple months, thank you for jumping on this leadership call. I'm confident that every single one of you are going to go to the next level after tonight's call. But right now, I have a special opportunity to bring up my business partner. She's an incredible leader, and she's dominating in every market that we're in right now. She's leading from the front, and I'm so excited for her to share with you what's helped her to go to the next level and her to really break through in business right now. She's a blue diamond, and she's really, really excited about helping as many people as she can on tonight's call. So please pay close attention as I bring up my business partner, Ms. Shani Benishai.
Thank you very much for having me on this call, Mr. Saran Kong. I'm super excited and just fired up and definitely honored to be talking to Team Fusion tonight. So, my name is Shani Benishai. I'm a blue diamond with the company. And if some of you guys don't know my story, prior to Kayani, I worked the nightclub industry in Vegas, and that was fun, but 5 years later, it became exhausting, and I was looking for something else, and luckily, you know, network marketing came into my life, and Kayani came into my life, and I just fell in love. I fell in love with the products, the business, being able to help people, and so, getting started with Kayani in a short period, you know, in 89 days, we were able to hit the position of blue diamond, and it's because of the system and because of the leadership that we have in store here in Team Fusion. So part of the reason, and this is probably the most important thing that's really gotten my business to the next level, is the launch process, and that's kind of what I want to stress today on the call, is how important it is to get properly launched, you know, and to get your people properly launched. And that's the most important, is once you have someone get started in your business, you want to launch them within 24 to 48 hours, no longer than 72 hours. And it's super important because think about it. They're looking at a company and you're telling them what, but the launch is how to. It's their how to. It's their introduction. Think about it like an orientation. If you ever, you know, gotten a job, you know, you want to know everything about it, or even school, you know, you're going to class. It's your orientation. It's the breakdown of how to do something in the most simplistic way. So the best thing that you want to do is go through the launch document, make sure that every single person on your team knows the website to get launched. So it's teamfusionwebsite.com/getting-started. And every single person on your team, when they first get started, needs to go to that website. There's videos, there's documents that they can look through, and this is something that you can go through with them as well. But I really kind of want to go through it with them. When I get my people launched, I go through it and I break it down. So I start with, you know, the rep ID. And if you guys have a launch document in front of you, or even if you go into the website, you'll see, you know, you'll have the rep ID, you'll have the name, you'll have their website name, and then customer support. And then from there, you'll go into their why. Now, this is so important that you explain it to them why they need to have a why, you know, and where it's going to benefit them in the long run to know their goal. And that's basically what's going to push them. And that's their driving force into this whole, that's their purpose of Kayani. Next, you're going to talk about, you know, potato packs and why it's important. I mean, our as a part of Team Fusion, we have the opportunity to have a mission statement that is to impact a million lives by 2018. That's powerful that we can do that. And so within using a potato pack, that's also impacting lives. You know, we get to feed starving children. And so their contribution only helps them. It helps our team, and it helps us as a whole as a Team Fusion. So the next thing is obviously getting customers. The next part of the launch. It's so important because our product is so unique, and that's our star is our product, and that's where we want to share it and care it and really just kind of be a promoter for our product. And that's basically what I tell my people. It's like I fell in love with the product because what it did for me. So I have my own testimonial. But that's where you come into play. You have your own testimony and you have your own stories with your team and your group and your network. And from there, you can share the product with people. So getting customers is important as well. You're going to talk about goal setting. And that's super important in the launch document because it gives them a goal. You know, and I always kind of give the example of like playing soccer. Like if there was no goals in soccer, then people would just be kicking the ball around. So it's important that they know where they're going. And so it kind of ties into the why. It ties into where they're going, what it takes to get there. I mean, it's really broken down for us in such a simplistic way that anyone in all walks of life and any age could see it and it makes sense. So for me, that's probably what I stress the most and what I kind of push is that when people get properly launched, they know how to do it and they have this confidence of like, wow, I understand this. I know what it is. Now I know how to do it. And then you're going to be the one helping them go through this launch. So with everyone in my team, I almost did a relaunch and I always relaunch people with our new document. I mean, our leaders have given us everything that we needed, all the tools, all the necessary videos, all the documents that we need to succeed. All we have to do is follow the system, follow that launch document, make sure every single person on our team gets fired up, excited about launching a new person. This is their first impression of our company and of our team, and we want to make it a successful journey for them. And the way that I did it in my team is through a incredible launch where you're going through it with them and they're feeling like they can do it because they can through our system. So turning the launch page over, you know, you're going to write your top 20. We have scripts for every type. So we have calling scripts. We have texting scripts. It's really made simple for anyone to be able to do this because it's all done for you, which is our model. So for me, it's just been an absolute pleasure, and I'm super excited to launch everyone and in their business. And in doing this, I hope that you guys, I just can't wait for you guys to be able to launch your people right away and have them see the results that they're looking for. And then in turn, as a team, we all win. So I'm going to pass the phone back to Mr. Saran. Thank you so much for having me on the call. And I wish to see everybody at the top. Thank you.
All right. Well, Ms. Shanee, we can tell you're excited, and I want to thank you and commend you for all of your leadership. Obviously, it's working out so well for you. And guys, you know, understand this is that, you know, she's sharing exactly what she's doing, and we've put such a huge emphasis as leaders on duplicating our launch process, on helping every new person get launched and get launched properly and quickly. Never forget that we have all the tools that you need. The Done For You model has literally given you everything you need to properly launch a person, have them see success right away. So here's what I want you to understand, that if you go to teamfusionwebsite.com/getting-started, you're going to be able to see every one of those documents that are essential to properly launching a new distributor. Everything from the steps to success, which is essential, mandatory for every person to have right away, which leads to our mission statement core values, which if I can make a recommendation, guys, please be looking at that every day. Understand you're part of one of the most incredible teams, organizations in the entire industry of network marketing. And make no mistake about it, the timing that we're in, guys, you're part of a company, part of an organization that's going to reinvent the industry. So look at the core values daily and make sure everyone on your team knows those core values and lives those core values, and then make sure that you're properly launching each distributor, which we also have support videos that go along with these documents. So, guys, I'm really excited. My topic tonight is just have a conversation with you. And maybe some of you have met me, maybe not. I want to share with you my quick story before we get into our training. But I want to talk to you guys as a friend. And my name's Saran. I got involved in this industry at the age of 18 years old. I'm 25 now. But, you know, I remember at the time I was working at Foot Locker. I was a hip-hop breakdancer. I was so broke, you could have robbed me on the street and it would have been practice for you. But here's what I can tell you. Fortune came my way in 2008 when I was introduced to this industry, and it changed everything for me. I had the fortune of learning from incredible leaders that taught me how to go from entrepreneur and become an entrepreneur. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, is to go from entrepreneur or entrepreneur and becoming an entrepreneur. What does that mean? That means when I was 18, I wanted to be successful. I wanted to grow my business, and I wanted to have all the results and build a business that could really give me time, freedom, and everything that we're all working this business for. I wanted my why to become reality, and I'm sure people on this call, if you're listening to me, you want the same thing for you and your family. And, you know, I was working this business, but there's a difference from trying to do Kayani and doing Kayani. You know, it's just like if you were to say, I want to go to the mall. Well, you're not going to try to go to the mall. You're going to go to the mall. It's making a decision. That's the first thing I want to talk about, is making a decision. If you're in Kayani, if you got started and you're locking arms with Team Fusion, here's what I want to tell you. If you want to see success, guys, you need to commit. You need to decide that you're going to do this and you're going to do whatever it takes, come hell or high water, to see your why become a reality for you, for your family, so you can go and travel the world, so you can go and spend more time with your family, so you can do the things you've always wanted to do, ever hoped to do. You want to give back to a charity to go and impact the world. Whatever it is that you want to do, first thing you got to do before that becomes reality is commit and make a decision that you're not going to stop until you see that become your reality. So that was a tip that my mentor gave me that made all the difference, because I was trying to do business. I was trying to make calls. I was trying to do everything I needed to do from going to the events, getting on conference calls, but I would not take it as seriously as deciding to make it a main priority, because I knew that if I did, you know, I would have to make a little bit of sacrifice, guys. I would have to, you know, get uncomfortable a little bit. How many of you on this call right now have ever, you know, built this business and felt uncomfortable? Guys, it's just like when you go to the gym, and it's so funny because I remember going to the gym, and obviously I'm not in the gym right now. It's holiday season, and this is from when I was at the gym. You know, when you go work out, when do you grow the most? Is it when you pick up the lightweight and you do what's comfortable, a few reps that you know you can do, or is it when you push yourself? Is it when you go and you do that a little bit extra, just a little bit more? You push yourself. You carry a little bit more weight. That's when you see the growth takes place. This is a business that is based purely around growth. Guys, I'm so sold out on personal development and growth, and that's the next thing I want to talk about. If you want this business to work for you, if you really, really want to go to the next level, you really want to see results, and you want this to be your home, a company where you can call your home and you can go and save lives and help and impact the masses, here's what you got to do, guys. Here's what you got to do. Okay, you need to commit to your personal growth. I do so much personal development. I love listening to audios, reading books. Leaders are readers, guys. Think about it like this. If there is a multimillionaire or somebody who's made a fortune and they put all of their thoughts and tips and everything that they have learned over their years of experience and all their wisdom put into pages of a book that you can purchase at your nearest bookstore for $13.99, that's made them millions, but we don't pick up the book to read. Jim Rohn talks about the book that you don't read won't help you. And that's so true, guys. This is a personal development program with a compensation plan attached. The bigger that you grow, the bigger your bank account grows. I think that's pretty fair. If you today were meant to become a seven-figure earner, you would be making seven figures. And that's just the truth. But here's what I fell in love with when I was 18 years old. I was listening to Jim Rohn, and he's one of my favorites. If you don't know where to start there, folks. But Jim Rohn said one thing that changed the course of my life forever, and here's what he said. We can have more because first we can become more. Let that sink in. We can have more in life, have more time, have more money, have more freedom, have more fun. We can have more, but first we have to become more. Become the best version of you. Commit to your growth. Commit to being the best leader you can be for you and your team, your organizations, and you will see the results follow. I guarantee it, guys. Push yourself and grow, and you'll be surprised. You know, you might not notice it day one, day two, day three, day four, but just like working out, you know, 3 months pass, 6 months pass, and you can see progress, and you can see results. And when you look back and you see from where you started to where you are then, you'll be grateful for your commitment to personal growth and development. So that helped us to have big success in growing our business. The next thing I want to talk about, now that we talked about making decision committing, now we talked about personal development and growth, now I want to talk about work ethic. Guys, this is network marketing, not work marketing. Does that make sense? You got to go to work. Here's what I fell in love with is the fact that you can take your 40-year game plan, 40-year game plan, and turn it into a 4-year game plan. But make no mistake about it, you got to work hard. You got to work 40 years of work in 4 years. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you're going to go through the same ups, downs, obstacles, adversities as you would going through 40 years of life in the next 4 years? But is it going to be worth it? Absolutely. Can you imagine 4 years from now, you commit to your business, you make a decision, you push yourself for personal growth and development, and then 4 years from now, you're living life that you had always imagined, the life that you designed. You have time, you have money together, you're traveling the world, experiencing it firsthand. You're sitting there in the Maldives, and you're looking at the blue bioluminescence in the water, and you get to see the world, and you're living the life that you dreamed. But guess what? The price for success, folks, is paid up in full. So you got to make that decision to work hard. Guys, it's so simple right now in this time of year for most people. And remember, this is most people. There's a reason why there's the 95% and the 5%. The 95%, they take their foot off the gas in this time of the year. They say, oh, it's November, it's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas. And, you know, they're focused on everything else but building a fortune. You know, they're focused on everything else. And then they come to Thanksgiving and, you know, Thanksgiving turns into Christmas and they get into holidays and they do less work than they ever have. But here's what I can tell you. Here's what the 5% do. The 5% understand that 2016 has already begun. They know that Thanksgiving's coming, but Thanksgiving's one day in November, guys. They sit at the table and they talk about what they're thankful for and what they're thankful about what's happening in their life, and they go to work to make sure next year they have something even bigger to be thankful for. Guys, make sure that you're working and that you're focused on what you really want. Commitment. The definition of commitment is to doing the thing that you said you would do long after the mood you set in and has left you. I'll say it again. Commitment is doing the thing that you said you would do long after the mood you set in and has left you. When you don't feel like it, even when you don't feel it's necessary, you don't feel that it's going to be worth your while, I'm telling you guys, commitment's doing it anyway. Well, I don't feel like getting on that call. Do it anyways. I don't feel like going to that event. Do it anyways. I don't feel like doing this PBR or webinar. Do it anyways. Because, guys, I'm telling you, that is going to make all the difference. Those little inches day by day as you build your business are what add up in the end and create miles apart from your dreams becoming a reality. You know, it's what adds up to making everything you've ever wanted become true or you still needing to work on it. You need to make sure those inches add up. So, guys, making sure that's a huge part of your focus right now is to work harder than you ever have. Guys, if you work hard and you just focus, I'm telling you, everything you could ever imagine could become a possibility through this incredible opportunity. So now that we talked about work ethic, guys, let's work hard through the end of 2016. Work as if 2016's already begun. Guys, and I'm telling you, it's so important for every single one of us to be on the same page, literally working harder than ever, because I'm telling you guys, this time next year, when it's Thanksgiving, we're going to be talking about how thankful we are, but we'll be on a boat. This time next year, we'll be somewhere tropical instead of in the cold like where I am right now. This time next year, when Christmas rolls around, instead of giving gift cards, you're going to be giving gift cards. I think that sounds a little bit better. So here's what I can tell you. The last thing I want to talk about, okay, is very simple. Okay, it's a call to action. Instead of being a wannabe, let's work on being a work-to-be. Work to become everything you've ever wanted. Work to become a better parent, to be a better leader, to be a better student of success. Work to become everything you've ever wanted, guys. You have everything you need. I was on an airplane today. okay? And I've been on airplanes quite often for the past couple of weeks. I'm in my eighth city in the past 2 weeks. I'm working hard, guys, and I know it's because it's going to pay off for me, for my family, for my organization. Guys, I was on an airplane today, and I'm in the air, and I've been telling this to a lot of my leaders the past couple of days, but I want to share it with you because I think it's so powerful. You know, I'm in the air, and I'm 36,000 feet in the air going hundreds of miles per hour. And you know what's so crazy to me is I just sit to myself because I'm sitting there on the plane looking out the window and thinking, how crazy is it? And as I look above the clouds, and you know, when people used to tell me that the sky is the limit for us, but that's our point of view, you know, I feel so blessed because we're so lucky, and we take it for granted so many times. Let me expound on what I'm talking about. I'm sitting in a plane, 36,000 feet in the air, going hundreds of miles per hour, and I'm a human. Can you imagine? I mean, how crazy that is that I'm flying, that we get to fly. Think about it like this, folks. Imagine going from Las Vegas, where I'm from, all the way to Florida, where I was this weekend, which we had an incredible regional event with some of the leaders down there in Southwest Florida. I'm telling you, get ready for some momentum out there. But let me tell you, imagine walking from Las Vegas to Florida. Imagine how long that would take, how difficult that would be, how almost just nearly impossible it would be and discouraging it would be. Can you imagine taking horseback? That would be crazy. But how fortunate are we that we can jump into a steel bird that weighs tons and have this steel bird be propelled through the air and somehow with gravity and everything that's happening, literally this steel bird's flying 36,000 feet in the air, hundreds of miles per hour, and in a short couple of hours, I can be in Las Vegas and go to Florida in just a short couple of hours. That's the vehicle that I was in today. Never take for granted the vehicle that you have with Kayani. Okay? When you understand that this vehicle can take you from where you are today, which could be struggling financially, which could be having no time, your time broke. Maybe you're on the call tonight and you have all types of reasons why you don't feel like you can be successful. Here's what I can tell you is that never underestimate the vehicle that you have with Kayani, because this is a vehicle that can take you sky high. This is a vehicle that could take you, instead of 40 years to get to your destination, it can take you 4. And I'm telling you guys, that's what you have. You have a vehicle that can get you to your dreams faster, quicker than you've ever imagined. But you got to work for it. You got to commit to it. You got to commit to your personal growth and development, and that's what's going to make the difference. Be grateful every day for the opportunity you have, guys. Serve your team, okay? If being a servant is beneath you, then leadership is above you. Guys, you need to serve your team. You got to go and push your business to the next level and understand how important it is. If you really say you want something, then show us. Okay, we listen with our eyes and not our ears as leaders, and we want to see you guys go to the next level. I'm sharing this information with you because of how blessed I feel to be part of a company that cares about its people, that has a product that's saving lives, that has a compensation plan that is second to none, incredibly lucrative, where every single one of you can change your stars over the next short near future. And we have a system in place where anyone can see success, and it's because of that I'm going to give my best, and I'm committed, and I'll lead from the front. I know I speak for every one of our diamonds and above, every one of our leaders, that we're going to give our best all throughout the holiday season because we have teams counting on us. We know that we are in such a great position. We have the right vehicle to get us to where we all want to be. So, guys, make sure you prioritize your business. Instead of being a wannabe, be a work-to-be. Go from wantrepreneur to entrepreneur, so you can go and live the life of your dreams, guys. So let's commit and take action. What can you do right now to see big results, to have great success? Like Shani Benny Shai, my business partner, mentioned, she launched so many people that might have already still been in business. We launched a lot of new people, but we relaunched a lot of our team. And we showed them how serious we are and committed to their launch. It is the most important step for a new distributor. If you tell your team that you care, make sure you launch them and show them that you care by launching them properly. Okay, so call to action, launching your team. Focus, commit to it, and give it your all. Prioritize the launch and really make sure that they understand how important that is for them and their team in duplicating it also. But the next thing you could do is commit yourself to doing more than you ever have before, making sure that you get more people on these calls, maybe some of you on the line, you got some golden nuggets, and I hope you did, and you're going to go to the next level. What if you had more people on calls like this? Commit to every one of our calls. Set an alarm for every one of our weekly calls. We have a team call tomorrow night, same time. Set an alarm for that. Make sure that you have more people on tomorrow night's call than you did on tonight's call. Make sure at this next DFY event coming up in your local market, they have more people at this next event than you did at the last. And ramp up speed. Guys, I'm so excited for you. And to see what's going to happen for you in 2016 and your families, it's going to be an incredible year. And I can't wait to get to know every single one of you. I want to make sure that if you're serious about leadership, that you commit to our Orlando Leadership, which is in February, February 18th, 19th, 20th, I believe. You can register online or through our app. You want to make sure that you're there with your team. Commit, guys, to excellence. Commit to being a better leader. And, guys, I want to see every single one of you getting promoted, living the dreams you had always deserved. So, guys, let's go to work. Thank you guys for jumping on our call tonight. Let's make it happen, guys. Have an incredible, incredible weekend, and we'll see you guys this week. Let's be productive. Let's make it happen. God bless. Let's make it happen, guys. Good night.